Welcome to the Battle Plan for Victory, an online resource from TheGeneration.org designed to help young people deal with personal sin issues through the Word of God and ultimately to find victory in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Welcome to the Battle Plan for Victory. I'm Bobby Bosler, and the topic of this discussion is self-control. Now, self-control, I think, has gotten a bit of a bad rap in two ways. In one way, I think our society is basically because they focus so much on themselves, and our generation has been told that we are the goal of life. Our happiness is the goal of life. I think many times we viewed self-control as an impediment to finding true happiness. On the other side, I think within independent Baptist Christian circles, I think many have, I don't want to say overemphasize self-control, but they have misunderstood self-control. And to many people, self-control is just you and I bucking it up and not doing what we feel like doing. And while there certainly is a truth in a certain sense to that, that's not the whole picture. And so what I'd like to do here is I'd like to take a look at these key verses. And for the next couple of minutes, let's talk about this matter of self-control, why it's so important, what it actually is, and how we can accomplish it. So if you look at your key verses there, Proverbs 25:28 highlights to us one of the reasons why self-control is so important. It says, "He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls." If I can say this, young person, if you can't control yourself, if you just do whatever comes into your brain and whatever you feel like doing in any given moment, your life is going to be defenseless. In other words, it's not going to take much to get you into sin. It's not going to take much for you to blow your top at a basketball game. It's not going to take much to get you to blow up at that person on the road. It's not going to take much for you to log on to that website and to look at things you know you shouldn't look at. Self-control is very important because without it, you're defenseless. Furthermore, 1 Corinthians 9:27 tells us, "But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." There's a much broader context here. Paul in this chapter is talking about limiting our rights for maximum effectiveness at preaching the gospel. But the point that he's making here is if I do not know how to limit myself, if I insist on every right and everything that comes down the pike in my life, I am going to destroy my witness. Young person, not only will you be defenseless, you will be ineffective in your gospel witness if you don't know how to control yourself. Now, I know many folks, they look at this matter of self-control and they think, man, I try, I fail. Well, that's where the last verse comes in. It says here, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." And what he's saying here is, listen, temperance, this which is the matter of self-control, is a fruit, and it's a fruit of a relationship with the Holy Spirit of God. Now, I'm not saying that if a person isn't temperate, they're not saved, but what I am saying is this, if you're walking with God, if you are walking in the Spirit, if you're depending upon Jesus to enable you to do what you know He wants you to do, He can bear the fruit of temperance in your life. And yet even there, I find sometimes people get very passive in this matter of self-control. Self-control is not something you sit on your couch and expect to happen. Self-control does take the will to exercise. But the will is not you just bucking up and doing it. The will is this, it's this, "Lord, I don't feel like doing this right now. And furthermore, I don't have what it takes to do this right now. I don't feel like handing out that tract. I don't feel like right now keeping my mouth shut. I don't feel like fill in the blank. But Jesus, I know you want me to." And so I'm going to yield myself to you and depend upon you to do what I can't do in the strength of my flesh. And as we yield to him, we're taking a step of faith and we are walking in the Spirit and we access the very temperance and self-control of Jesus. Young person, self-control is not about you bucking it up and doing it. It's about you recognizing the need to do it, to limit yourself, and depending upon Jesus to help you.
The Battle Plan for Victory is presented by TheGeneration.org. That's TheGeneration.org.